This is episode 118 of the Creative Giant Show. I'm Charlie Gilkey. Thanks for joining me today. Today's episode is a requested reading of a previously published post on productive flourishing named Shake It, Don't Break It. In case you're ever wanting to do it, say previous published post on productive flourishing 5 times fast. The key idea from this post is that you can walk to the edge of the known world you see and shake things up without completely breaking up and burning down everything you know and have built before that. Are you ready? Let's jump right into it.
Welcome to the Creative Giant Show, where we go behind the scenes about what it means to live a life full of creative and professional success. Creative giants are talented, renaissance souls with a compassion-fueled bias towards action. Now, here is your host, Charlie Gilkey.
I'm going to kick this one off with a quote. We think too small, like the frog at the bottom of a well. He thinks the sky is only as big as the top of the well. If he surfaced, he would have an entirely different view. That one's from Mao Zedong. The world we see is so much smaller than the full world. Imagine a picture where you've got a lot of space on it, a big wide circle, and a little bitty dot in that circle is the world that you actually see. The rest of the world is the full world. Now, this is how it is in the world, where there's only so much we see, and there's so much more out there available for us. Knowing this and being able to apply it in your life are two separate things. Because when it comes to make really important decisions, we default to what we know, which means we decide that the world works the way we've seen it work. The world is the way that we've seen it. And we know that's fundamentally not false. But it means that we take jobs that look like other jobs we've seen. We choose and reinforce relationship patterns that look like what we've seen. We create work that looks like the work we've seen other people create. We pursue the opportunities that look like the other opportunities we've seen. And we frame experiences that look like the other experiences that we've experienced in the past. Most of what is going to change our lives lies right outside of the world we've seen and known. But we have to step outside of that world to be able to see that world and to see that what we've been seeing is only a small portion of the full world that can be seen. Taking this step outside of the world we see is an act of faith or trust that's hard enough for any of us. But it's harder when those around you have a smaller view of the world than you do. Because you have to convince someone who hasn't seen what you hope to find on that other side, that there's something worth stepping into the unknown for. You'll inevitably have to leave some people on the safe shores of certainty, i.e. their comfort zone. But when the people you love most are irrevocably a part of that journey, you have to take a different approach. If you move too quickly without them, you'll end up breaking the trust, security, and relationships that you have with those people. And if you don't shake things up at all, you're all stuck in the same seen world, unable to create the only fits you life you most want to live. There's an art to shaking up your world without breaking it up. But the point to remember is that they're not the same thing. Those who are scared to take the journey with you will naturally think that shaking is breaking. And your insistence on making something happen now will naturally lead you to break rather than shake. As I discussed in the two dynamics of change, sometimes you need to tip, i.e. break something, and other times you need to step, i.e. shake something. But being able to communicate why a particular kind of change is needed goes a long way with the people you want and need to keep on the journey with you. I'll leave you with this. How might you step into the full world without breaking your current world? Until next time, stand tall. Hey, Creative Giants, we're having some great conversations in the Creative Giant Campfire, our free Facebook group. Search for Creative Giant Campfire in Facebook to join us there. It's where we're grabbing these suggestions, but we're also sharing prompts, microposts, and other content that helps us stand tall together. And if you're digging the Creative Giant Show, I'd really appreciate it if you leave a rating or review on iTunes. If you're not familiar with how to do this, there's a walkthrough available on the podcast page on productiveflourishing.com. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Giant Show. To find more tools and inspiration for creative giants, head on over to productiveflourishing.com. Stand tall, creative giant.